first appears as a murderous blonde boy wearing a clown costume. He's sent to a mental institution, and 15 years later, he breaks out and dons the iconic spruce green jumpsuit and a Captain Kirk mask, painted white with darkened hair. He goes on a bloody massacre and is then shot multiple times and falls off a balcony. In Halloween 2, taking place within the same night, Michael Myers is somehow stockier. His mask has aged and now has reddish hair. He sets out to kill the surviving victim from the last film, who happens to be his sister. She shoots him in the eyes, and he's set on fire. Michael does not appear in Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, except briefly on a TV commercial. But that doesn't count. So on to the next film. In The Return of Michael Myers, Michael awakens from a coma covered in bandages. He's taller, bulkier, and finds a greasy blue jumpsuit and a new mask to wear. This one is less detailed and features a shocked expression with slicked orangish hair that briefly turns pink and blonde. After learning of his sister's death, he instead hunts his niece, but is shot and falls down a mineshaft. In The Revenge of Michael Myers, he is nursed back to health by a hermit. His mask has elongated, with hair that's grown out. Once again, he's searches for his niece, but he's put in jail, and breaks out soon after. The Curse of Michael Myers features a more classic-looking mask. His jumpsuit also has been slightly updated. In this film, it is insisted that Michael needs to kill his family because of a druid curse. He yet again hunts down his family members, but this time he's tranquilized to sleep. Ignoring the plots of the movies 3 through